Welcome to the Science Update Podcast. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is the podcast for July 6th, 2007. This week, we'll answer a listener's question about whether lizards or snakes came first, and learn if yoga could help with depression. But first, Chelsea Wald eavesdrops on your muscles.
Doctors listen to your heart and lungs. Someday they could also listen to your muscles. Yes, your muscles make noise as they contract. And if you listen carefully right now, you can barely hear the sound of a bicep sped up so it's audible. It was recorded by acoustician Kareem Sabra of the Scripps Institution of Oceanography, who placed sensors along the bicep. His team shows it's possible to use this noise to detect a muscle's stiffness.
And the main idea is that if the muscle is stiff, wave propagate fast into it. If the muscle is soft, wave propagates slower.
His technique needs more work, but it could prove useful for monitoring neuromuscular diseases or even diagnosing pulled tendons, and it could cut down on the need for x-rays and MRIs.
Thanks, Chelsea. Yoga may boost brain chemicals that stave off anxiety and depression. This according to a study led by Chris Streeter, a psychiatrist and neurologist at the Boston University School of Medicine. The study focused on a chemical called GABA, which is known to be low in people with depression and anxiety. Streeter's team measured GABA levels in the brains of experienced yoga practitioners before and after an hour of yoga postures and breathing exercises. A control group simply read for an hour.
And the yoga people showed a 27% increase in GABA levels as a group, and the controls had really no change.
While this study can't prove that yoga alone would have this effect, some other studies also suggest that yoga may combat mood disorders, especially in combination with traditional psychiatric treatments. Next, Justin Warner tells us about a sort of blood-based bandage.
When you get a cut, blood molecules called platelets create clots and release healing chemicals. To help patients with healing disorders recover from surgery, doctors can actually concentrate a patient's platelets into a gel and apply it to the wounds. Recently, reconstructive surgeon David Hom, then at the University of Minnesota School of Medicine, decided to test the gel on surgical wounds he made in 8 normal, healthy volunteers.
Whenever we had a greater than 6-fold increase of platelet concentration, we saw that they closed approximately, I'd say, 10% quicker.
That may not sound like much, but Hom notes that for patients recovering from major surgery, it could shave 2 or 3 days and thousands of dollars off a hospital stay. But much larger studies are needed to see if the gel treatment is truly safe and effective for normal patients.
Thanks, Justin. Scientists have created a single protein that inhibits aging in fruit flies. The compound binds to receptors on cell membranes involved in aging and blocks them. Doing so extends a fruit fly's life by a third, with no apparent side effects. Why these receptors even exist and what they have to do with aging isn't known. But similar receptors exist in other animals, including humans. Learning more about them might one day extend human life as well. In other longevity news, a study funded by the National Institute on Aging is looking at the effects of various anti-inflammatory compounds on aging. Already, they found that a compound derived from the common creosote bush seems to extend the life of mice. Of course, it'll take many years to see if the effect is real and if the compound is safe and effective for humans. Finally, Chelsea answers a listener's question.
There's no doubt that snakes and lizards have a lot in common, so Brian of Gainesville, Florida, emailed to ask which came first. We turn to paleontologist Jerry Harris of Dixie State College in Utah.
Lizards evolved first.
He says the first lizard fossils are from 220 million years ago. Another million years after that, one type of lizard started losing its legs and became the snake. He says all the early snake fossils have been found in ancient oceans.
So it looks like snakes evolved from swimming lizards, and only later did snakes come back up onto land. Some of the most primitive living snakes, things like boas and pythons, actually still have tiny remnants of their hind legs, too, and are also good swimmers, just like their early ancestors.
And if you have a science question, call us at 1-800-WHY-IS-IT or go to scienceupdate.com. If we use it on the air, you'll win a Science Update mug.
Thanks, Chelsea. Well, that's all for this week. Next time, we'll answer a listener's question about how water gets from your mouth to your muscles and your brain. In the meantime, you might also like to try the Science Update Podcast Daily Edition, which brings you a thrilling one-minute story about science every day, Monday through Friday. You can find it at scienceupdate.com or at iTunes. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.